KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. A few more 3D spectacles like Clash of the Titans and audiences may be clamoring for 2D. What's wrong with the film goes far beyond its visual deficits, but let's start there. It's a remake of a harmlessly silly 1981 action fantasy that was loosely based on Greek mythology. The remake was shot with conventional cameras, but then hurriedly reprocessed into an approximation of 3D in the wake of Avatar's stunning success. You get a certain sense of depth, but at a price, and I'm not even talking about the box office surcharge that the studios have begun to tack on to 3D attractions. Part of the problem for me was the glasses you wear to watch the film. They use what's called active shutter technology, which involves built-in electronics, and like all glasses used for 3D films, they soak up a certain amount of light. Just how much is a story unto itself. In my review in today's journal, I said the glasses soaked up so much light that day scenes turn into twilight and night scenes look as if someone forgot to light the set. I wrote that the visual murk creates emotional murk and the result is such a downer that it's hard to find moments of up. Now, that was written on the basis of a studio screening Tuesday night at the Hollywood Arclight, which is normally a wonderful place to see movies. When my review went online last night, a couple of people who were at the same screening emailed me to say they had the same problem. One of them suffered with it, as I did, but another suspected that the battery in his glasses was dead. He asked for another pair and found the screen almost as bright with his new glasses as I did looking at it with my glasses off, which I had to do for much of the film. I never suspected a battery problem because, to be honest, I didn't know my glasses had a battery in them. If I had known, I still wouldn't have guessed that the studio would be giving out bad glasses at a critic's screening. What that says about the status of critics these days is one thing, but what it says about the studio's concern for its own product is another. As far as the movie itself is concerned, Clash of the Titans may not be murky, but it's awfully dull. Sam Worthington, most recently the star of Avatar, is Perseus, born of a god but raised as a man and pretty much played as a block of wood. He is sent on endless battles to defeat Hades, who's played by Ralph Fiennes, before that very bad guy can seize power from his fatuous brother Zeus, who's played by an extremely uncomfortable Liam Neeson. The movie establishes Perseus as a fearless hunk, but it doesn't give him a girl to love. He's got a beautiful guide, an Io, who's played by Gemma Arterton. She turns up every now and then to say, do this, don't do that, or go this way instead of that way, but there's no chemistry between them because the chemistry requires proximity. And Io seems to be operating on some ethereal plane. And in a master stroke of dramatic perversity, Io is given to Perseus as a gift from the gods just before the movie ends. Presumably he'll enjoy her, but we don't get to watch. I'm Joe Morgenstern, and I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.